So the rule is that cyclists or riders are not supposed to go on POPs. But if there are instances, for example, where the cyclist or rider needs to temporarily overtake a slower moving cyclist on the cycling path and then venture, you know, for that instance on the POP, that will not be counted as an offence because that's understandable as long as he does it in a safe manner to look out for other users of the POP. But when it is obvious that the cyclist or rider is blatantly riding on POPs, then without, you know, safe regard for other users of overextended distances, then that definitely will be an offence. And then in cases where the riders are performing work-related rides, like doing delivery, they are also required to have third-party liability insurance. Many years ago, Singapore does require registration of bicycles, but it has become a very laborious exercise because bicycles are passed down within, you know, families from people to people, and it becomes a very administrative hassle to have to update, not only for the authority, but for owners of bicycles. And we also take reference from practices and learnings from other countries in the world. Therefore, we have stopped that. It's also not easy to license riders because riders span a spectrum of different ages, from very young to the very old. So we focus on educational campaigns and rules for riding behavior.